run dry. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning, this afternoon. We thank you, Father, for once again give us this great opportunity to be in your presence. Thank you. Humbly I come to you, for I know your love does not run dry. From Psalm 51 and find our meditation there. Now, Psalm 51 says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sins is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight." And of course, this is the Psalm of David, Psalm 51, after he committed this terrible sin. But this was his prayer, you know, just begging for mercy. And Lord, as we come before you today in your sanctuary, we pray, have mercy. I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you make me to know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones that you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Yes, Lord. Create in me a pure heart this hour, Lord. As we pause from the busyness of our day and from the demands, you know, of our lives, and we pause right now, we say, Jesus, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a pure heart. And renew a right spirit within me, Jesus. As we come and soak our souls and seek your face, Father. And quiet our mind, we say, I'm falling on my knees. It might not be physically, but it's another way to say, Lord, we wait. We wait on you. And I make this my prayer this hour, this midday. Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a pure heart, Lord. Oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Renew. in your right spirit within me. You know, I just want to pause right there and soak in this prayer. Psalm 51 verse 10. Lord, create in me a pure heart. Check my motives, Lord. See if my motives are not in line with yours and reformat them, Jesus. Holy Spirit, reformat them. Whatever I say, whatever I do, whatever my plans is, I commit them to you. I commit my ways to you. Create in me, Lord, O God, a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence. And do not take your Holy Spirit from me. And that's why, Father, we start pretty much love how the way Psalm 51 starts. It says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the abundance of your compassion. Blot out my transgressions. So we come before the throne boldly, for we approach the throne of grace, knowing that we are in need of you, waiting to receive your mercy, Lord. And we fall down on our knees, our hearts wide open to receive perfect grace that renews every day, your perfect mercy. Father, I cling to your mercy. I cling to your grace. There's nothing we can do. It's all by the blood of Jesus. It's all by the cross. It's all by the sacrifice of your Son. That's what I stand on. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me with your willing spirit. You are a God of restoration, and we thank you, God, for restoring our souls. You restore my soul. You restore my soul. Yes, you restore my soul. Yes, Lord, you restore my soul. Yes, you restore my soul. As we wait, Father, I just pray this again from Psalm 51 verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me. This is my request today, Father. Thank you. Lord, I wait on you. Because I know those who wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. Oh, yes, Lord. So in the busyness, in the worries, in the middle of the craziness of our lives, Lord, we intentionally take time to just come. Those who look upon the Lord will be radiant. So we turn our eyes on you, Lord. I turn my eyes on Jesus. I turn my eyes towards the cross. I turn my eyes towards the living star, the morning star, the truth and the life, the lion and the lamb, the one who holds the seven lampstands. His name is Jesus. Lord, I wait to receive your mercy, Lord. And I fall down on my knees, my heart wide open to receive the perfect grace and mercy over me. I approach the throne of grace, knowing I'm in ready to receive your mercy, Lord. And I fall down on my knees, my heart wide open to receive the perfect grace and mercy over me. Oh, your perfect grace renews every day. Throne of grace, knowing I'm in need of you, ready to receive your mercy, Lord. And I fall down on my knees, my heart wide open to receive your perfect grace and mercy over me. Your perfect grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Power is made of me. And I fall down on my knees, my heart wide open to receive your perfect grace and mercy over me. Your perfect grace and mercy over me. Laying my burdens at your feet, surrendering my will, I come to you. Burdens at your feet, surrendering my will, I come to you. Lord, I approach the throne of grace, knowing I'm in need of you, ready to receive your mercy, Lord. And I fall Spirit.
grace and mercy. Mercy over me, and I fall down on my knees. My heart wide open to receive your perfect grace. Perfect grace, the perfect grace. Jesus, your perfect grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace today. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace today, Father. I approach the throne of grace, waiting to receive your mercy, Lord. And I fall down on my knees, my heart wide open to receive your perfect grace. Thank you, Jesus, for your grace. Your perfect grace. Father, we cling to your grace today. Not on our own merits. There's nothing we can do to earn it. Nothing we can do. Nothing we've done. Nothing, nothing. Nothing, Jesus. As a matter of fact, your word says the only work that is required of us is to trust you. So right now, Father, once again, we confess that we trust you. Constant in the chaos. Jesus, you're my compass when the road is long. For me, only Jesus. For me, only Jesus. For me, For me, only Jesus.
Open our hearts on your altar today. I open my heart. Touch it by the power of the Holy Spirit. For me, only Jesus. For me, only Jesus. For me, only Jesus. For me, only Jesus. For me, the Holy Spirit. For me, only Jesus. My heart want for nothing but you, just you. Let my heart want for nothing but you, just you. The riches of this world could never satisfy us. Let my heart want for you. Let my heart want for my heart wants for only you. And all that I need is your kingdom. All that I need is my King. Then I'll have everything. Then I'll have everything. All that I need is your presence. All that I need is your face. All that I need is your righteousness. Then I'll have everything.
in our heaven. We don't like the way the world is turning. Something inside is always yearning, yearning for a brand new world. People everywhere are so confused. Leaders don't know just what to do. Everybody needs a brand new world. A brand new world. Depend on me and you. We'll never find it in the things that we do. Jesus has promised a world of his own. He's inviting us to come along. Thank you, Jesus, for such great invitation. If we want a brand new world, we gotta have a brand new people. If we want a brand new people, gotta have a brand new life. If you want a brand new life, gotta have a brand new spirit. If you want a brand new spirit, you've got to come to Jesus Christ.
And that's why we come to you today, Father. For we want a brand new world. We want our world beginning at home. We want it to be influenced by kingdom atmosphere, love, acceptance, forgiveness, and honor in the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we come to acknowledge today that if we want a brand new world, and you start with us, Lord. For your word says in Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, when this power come down, it enables us to be your witness. It gives us power. It says when he comes, he gives us ability, the power to be your witness. To not shrink back. So we come to the cross.
sodi ala maseti. Kora bandi ala masote kede bengara masita ranande. Ora baba bara bandi ala masote. Ki ala masote ala masita. Ki ala masote ala breta sando. Holy Spirit of God, mighty breath of God. Ila mangore amasa paradande ala maso tarabanda. Mighty breath of the Holy Spirit. Mighty breath of God, we need. Oh, we need a moon. O yala masi pare amando vaya babai. Kudibase kalamando yala maso tarabanda. Breath of God, mighty breath of God, mighty breath of God, breathe, 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 Spirit of God, breathe, 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 come and refresh, kora gobosa pabaradanda yalamasuti, Kialamasu kereba karamando di alamasita paprete kalamango di bai. Use mama ye orabando rodobo abrai alamasu te. Kialamasu paparadendi alamamama me. Kuste kalamasu te vebrati alamasu tobo brata babai. Kui alamamamamama nene. Mighty breath of God, oh mighty breath of God, oh Shekinah glory of God, come and purify with your fire. Kuyi la maso babande le mangoro baya papade. La mangore papaseta. Cui la maso te ne vai alla massica. O tappara bangoro do bossi papara dandai. E sia la maso te beravandoro do babai. E la macara mando a me a massi. Ori alla bassetta la da 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 da. Oh, I worship you. Oh, Jesus, I give you all the glory. I give you all the praise. Your name is worthy, worthy, worthy. Your name is holy, holy. Oh, let your glory fill this temple, Father. Oh, let your fire come consume every soul.
Mighty breath of God.
deep breath of God. We breathe a deep breath of God. Fresh fire, fresh rain of your presence. Cool your fresh rain of your presence. Breathe on us, Lord. Oh, we know our commitment to you, Father. Ignite our passion for you, Jesus, like we're learning Sunday. We thank you for your word, your living word, your rhema word, the rhema, the word from your mouth, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would ignite our commitment to you again, that nothing else can take your place in our hearts, in our lives, Lord. That our devotion would be sincere. Lord, I pray for a deeper intimacy into me you see, Lord God. Into me, deep in me you see, and deep in you you allow me to see, Father. That's why once again, God, we pray Psalm 51:10, create in me clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit. Renew a holy spirit. Renew the Holy Spirit within me. Pray as we spend time in your presence, Lord, I ask that you would heal us, heal those who need healing, back pain, knee pain, whatever the pain is in the body, Lord God. We also thank you for the doctors, but Lord, I pray that you would, your divine touch, that our physical bodies would encounter divine healing. Emotionally, people would be healed, be set free from under the spirit of depression. You know, depression is sin. Anxiety is sin. Because when we carry the spirit of anxiety, we have no faith. We lack faith. When we're anxious about things, you know, that's, we're going in the opposite of the word of the Lord that says, do not be anxious of nothing, but in everything give thanks and cast our care on you. So we trust you, Jesus. We confess our dependency on you, Jesus.
I depend on you, Lord. I depend.
Standing, Lord.
I depend on you. I depend on you.
I'm not wise in my own eyes, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need your advice, Father. I need your counsel, Holy Spirit, Spirit of wisdom.
I depend on you.
I declare my dependency on you, King Jesus. Our Redeemer, the light, Yahweh. Lord, we take this time to intercede for this congregation. Restoration Church, Lord, I pray for every member in this church, God. Lord, in this hour, you know exactly where they are. You know what they're doing, Father. I pray that you'd surround them with your grace and you would baptize them with the Holy Spirit. You would cause their heart to burn for you, Lord God. You would cause them to repent. Those who are still being baby spiritually, Lord, I pray that you would cause them to grow in you. I depend on you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the work you are doing in our midst. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I seal the work you are doing. Thank you for rising up leaders, bringing leaders, laborers, servants. Thank you for the laborers, for your laborers, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good, God. You're so kind. You're so good. We lay our hearts on the altar. We thank you for listening to our prayers. I finished the rest of Psalm 51, verse 15. It says, O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. And that's what we do right now. My mouth, declare your praise. My soul, declare your glory, Lord. I say, Jesus, you're sitting on your throne. Let your kingdom come, Father. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for our daily bread. You are our daily bread, Jesus. You are our daily bread. We thank you for your word. Your word is our daily bread. For you do not desire sacrifice. Oh, I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Oh God, you will not despise. That's why we humble ourselves before you. So we humble ourselves. We acknowledge that we're not wise. We have no plans. Lord, as we pray for our own lives, we also intercede for your church. We intercede for the churches in this community. Lord, we pray for the pastors, the leaders, or the evangelists, the teachers, the prophets. Lord God, I pray that you would release the prophetic voices, people that you've called to speak up. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would empower them. Even here in this ministry, in this church, I pray for an increase of freedom in the prophetic voice, in the prophetic gifting. Lord, we're not looking for the gifts, but we ask you to show up. Because when you show up with all you got. When you show up, you show up with your whole self, your glory, your presence, your manifestation, your joy, the joy of the Lord, your holiness, your character. We make room for you here, Father. Lord, if you're looking for a place in Virginia Beach, we say, here we are, come. I have no other agenda but to see you touching your people, to see we give you the platform, we give you our rooms, the back room, the front rooms. God, every area in this ministry, we give it to you. I give it to you. It is your, Jesus, you are the great shepherd here. So Holy Spirit, come. Baptized, come. Baptize people with your presence in their homes, Lord. I pray that you would convict our hearts of sin. You know, it says in John chapter 16, when you come, you will, Holy Spirit, when you come, you will, you, not me, not a man, not a person, you will show people. you will convict them of judgment of sin. You do it, Father. So that's why we say we depend on you, Lord. Father, I also want to take this time to pray as many people are embracing for this storm. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are the Lord of the storm. We know that there are some areas that are not able to withstand the floods and the waters, the 130 miles an hour wind. So, Father, we ask for mercy. We ask that you deviate the storm, cause it to disappear or go back to the ocean and weaken, be weakened.